years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to throw the doors open, wide open here at my house and invite you in. Come in, sit down, and rest up a minute. Let's visit through anything you want to talk about concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin, whether it has to do with the foundations, the floor covering, the cabinets, the countertops, appliances, air conditioning, plumbing, rooftop, or insulation, or painting, or drywall. It's all right here. The answers are here for you. We show up every Saturday morning with one goal in mind, to earn our place in your heart as every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We don't want you to even think about touching your house until you get in touch with Rosie on the House. We've been broadcasting a call-in talk show about home improvement for 30 years right here in Arizona. You can join the conversation today, and you can join the conversation now by dialing the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Over those 30 years, we have taken thousands of your questions. We take those questions and we post the answer to them on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. So it is like an encyclopedia for Arizona homeowners. At that website, you'll also find the number one rated contractor referral service in the entire state of Arizona. It's rated number one by you, the Arizona homeowners, over and above every national big advertising monster referral network. We beat them every time, every year. All the other local referral networks, we crush them. It's because only at Rosie on the House are the contractors as finely filtered, as finely screened as they are.
We also answer the phone during the week.
We do.
You can get a hold of us and talk to us, and any kind of concern or whatever you're looking for, we can help direct you. So I think that makes a big difference as well. We're there for you.
Absolutely. So rosieonthehouse.com, it's also the place you can, only place you can ever go and register for an Arizona staycation. So how about that?
Oh, and you know what? To use our referral network, you don't have to sign into anything.
It's free.
That's right. You just go right on there and look up what you need. You don't have to go through us if you don't want to.
Plug in your zip code, scroll down to the list of service providers of what you want. Some of you may be scrolling down to restoration right now, unfortunately. We were contacted this past week by a couple homeowners who had the heartbreaking experience of losing their home in the tender fire up at Happy Jack. We're going to go up this coming Friday and meet with a couple homeowners. That's this coming Friday. I've reached out to other Rosie certified contractors across the state. The homeowners in the area were concerned that the couple contractors that are in the area are going to be quickly overrun and not keep up. 30 homes lost completely, another 50 homes severely damaged by smoke and or fire. Storm chasers are moving in from out of state. That's what they do. That's what they specialize in, watching for those kind of catastrophes and swooping in.
Do your homework.
Some of those will be good professionals. Some of them won't, so be very careful.
We do have on our website a document to help you choose your own contractor. So if you're in an area where we are not, or even if you just have somebody you would like to look at, get that document. It'll give you things to think about that you hadn't.
Well, we've been thinking about this since we were originally contacted last weekend. And we've put a lot of thought into it this week. We've contacted the building department up there at Coconino County about what we can do in the way of expediting permits. I see it, for those of you that have experienced a complete loss, I see it as kind of a, you have like four options here. Maybe opt not to rebuild. Maybe opt, if the foundation is still good, to just rebuild what you had. Another option, of course, is start the process from scratch, design, build. And in that department, we would need to actually rip out the foundations and the footings and just get down to grading, put in all new foundation, all new footings, all new stem walls, and build from scratch. But another option that kind of has, I've mentioned it to a couple people and it appeals to them, is we have a floor plan that we're developing for a two-bedroom, two-bath, masonry, metal roof, low maintenance. It can be a casita that you can live in while you build the bigger home, or it's enough of a cabin for a lot of people just to use it as a cabin. And so we're putting the finishing touches on that design, and we're putting the finishing touches on the pricing to build it in Happy Jack. If you were one of the people who unfortunately had damage, I've reached out to the Rosie Certified contractors across the state. Tom Riley of Renovations in Prescott is going to come up with his engineer on Friday. We're going to go up on Friday with my engineer. We've got Kowalski Construction, which specializes in smoke, fire, and water damage, a great company right here in Phoenix. So we're going to bring three of the Rosie Certified companies into the neighborhood. It's more work than we can handle. It's more work than the locals can handle. But hopefully if we come in there, we can kind of establish a benchmark of how things are going to get done. And you can reach out to us. You can call the number 1-888-767-4348. We're a small company. We're not going to be able to go up there and work on 80 homes. We're going to be able to go up there and work on, I've got an employee who has a home there that survived. So we actually have a staging area that we can put a superintendent and a crew and an admin and be there over the course of the summer. If you want that smaller little masonry project, we can probably have you back in by the end of the summer, or at least for the fall. If you want one of the other options, we can talk to you. So y'all give us a ring, and we'll be happy to do what we can to kind of protect y'all from making a bad decision in a situation where you're under a lot of heartbroken stress. Okay? There you go. Jennifer. How far are you willing to go to automate your home?
How far?
Yes.
I don't know. I like the Homezada thing, but that's not automating my home. That's just making the process easy, like going digital.
Would you like it if your Alexa on the kitchen counter? I could say. Let's see. I could be Alexa, turn off all the lights Jennifer left on.
Can you get over that, please? We save so much money on air conditioning. I can turn on the lights so I can see. I like the lights on.
Alexa, start the swimming pool. Alexa, start recording Fox Sports Diamondbacks game.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How much privacy do I have to give up to
make
that happen?
I don't think anybody knows the answer to that.
Do you know, I was standing in the kitchen talking to the kids, and our son-in-law was telling me about some boots that he bought.
A brand of boots.
Brand of boots. We talked about them. We did not look them up. Do you know that that ad showed up on everything I own, my Facebook, my Gmail?
That's creepy scary.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy.
Not a fan.
So we don't have an Alexa. I don't think you or I are inclined to ever get one, are you?
No.
It's driving my mother nuts. My daughter, my little sister gave it to my mother.
And she all yells
my
at it.
All my mom does is cuss at it. Alexa's learning a whole new vocabulary.
Well, it's a whole level of privacy you give up. No, I'll get up and turn the lights off, I promise.
Okay. All right. Well, we're here interested in how automated will you take your home? I mean, to the point of air conditioning loads, lighting, entertainment, starting the electric fireplace, swimming pool, sound system. I don't know. I just don't know.
Talk about couch potatoes. You can't even turn your own light off.
We had a caller here, and I didn't get to him in time, and he wanted to know how to get rid of gophers, or how to control gophers. I've got John. I've got Alan. We've got another caller. I'm going to get to your calls Let me address the poor guy that couldn't hang on.
Well, especially because he Facebooked me this week too, and I didn't. I don't know if he's trying to do it himself or hire somebody. So.
Well, you have to take a multifaceted approach. There's the traps that you set down into the holes. There's the baits and there's the poisons. If you're trying to keep them out of a particular area, like in a garden area, you want them out of there because you're tired of seeing the vegetables get just ready to be plucked and then they're sucked down into the ground, harvested exactly the wrong direction. We have found a technique that actually was shared with us by a listener years ago. You buy 1 gallon glass pickle jars. You fill them 3/4 to 7/8 of the way with plain water. You bury those in the ground in a perimeter around your garden at about every 4 to 8 feet. As the gopher is digging his little tunnel underground and senses the vibration of the water in that jug, he begins, his little warning signals go off that I'm approaching, I'm in a dike, I'm approaching a lake, I'm going to get drowned. And it actually will keep the gophers out of our garden area. We've put it to the test, and it works, well. So that's a way of getting them out of a particular area. Now, if you want them out of your completely whole yard, that's probably going to take some trapping, could take some poison, and takes a multifaceted approach.
There is a natural bonide product, Repelzol. We have used that quite a bit because we have tons of bunnies. It helps a lot.
We do. So that's how you get rid of gophers. And I've got John and Alan and another caller we'll get to right after this. If you're in the market for shopping for cars, you couldn't have timed this any better. Over at our favorite car dealership on the entire planet, Sanderson Ford in Glendale, it's the only place Jennifer and I have bought a car in 25 years, they've got the biggest sale going on of their entire history. Now, they've been around for 63 years. This is the biggest sale in 63 years. They've loaded up their entire 65-acre lot with over 1,500 new Fords. You can get a 2018 Echo Sport SUV for only $16,900. How about a Super Crew F-150 truck for only $28,900? So you get the best buy, you also get some big-time discounts, and you get a 55-inch TV or a $500 Visa card with every new Ford purchase. That's at Sanderson Ford, celebrating 63 years.